Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
June means summer fun. But did you know June is also Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, National Safety Month, Effective Communications Month, Perennial Gardening Month, National Aphasia Awareness Month, Professional Wellness Month, Cancer from the Sun Month, Children's Awareness Month, Sports America Kids Month, International Children's Cancer Campaign Month, Rebuild Your Life Month, National Rose Month, National Candy Month, National Dairy Month, Vision Research Month, and National Rivers Month? So, during June, if you've got a rainbow sticker on your bumper, be safe, talk, plant a geranium, be aware of aphasia, whatever that is, be well, avoid the sun, be aware of children that play sports, tell them to be safe, get good grades, and avoid the cancer. Make something of yourself, smell the roses while eating M&Ms, drinking milk, and studying the effects of glaucoma on a river. June, much more than the sixth month of the year in the Gregorian calendar. June means summer fun and a lot of other stupid too. June, brought to you by this station and the idiots that name every month for something hoping you'll care about it, but you don't, people.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. California's AG's taking on Big Pharma, claiming that the maker of OxyContin allegedly promoted the drug as being non-addictive.
California Department of Justice will hold Purdue and Dr. Sackler accountable. Any company in California that thinks that these kind of deceptive tactics are the path to profits, we'll learn that they don't pay.
Javier Becerra says his state's joining at least 40 others in the fight against Purdue Pharma. Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Facebook. It was a bad day for big tech on the street.
Sources say the Department of Justice and the FTC seem to be divvying up, focusing on tech's big four and preparing investigations to determine whether the companies separately broke antitrust laws or misled consumers in Amazon's case.
Fox Business Network's Deirdre Bolton. The NASDAQ closed 120 points lower. The S&P was down. The Dow ended the day in the green. This is Fox News.
Monday!
Waking up early.
Monday!
My eyes are blurry.
Monday!
Start of the rat race.
Monday!
The boss in my face. Monday!
And welcome back to Happy Hour, third and final hour. I will be disappearing around 5:30 because I get to go down and connect with Rich Thomas, who is so excited.
Awesome.
That we're going to get to throw the first pitch. I wonder if he'll make me go first this time. Last year he went first, and he threw the ball hard.
Just a bit outside.
Like about 4 or 5 feet. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Hey, I bounced mine in last time. It was right over the middle of the plate. And maybe a major league hitter would have gone fishing for that pitch and, you know, struck out. Who knows? Isn't it amazing how worked up we get over, like, what is the world going to end because we throw a lousy first pitch? Is anybody going to wake up tomorrow morning and say, oh, my God, did you hear? No. That's, we've spent a good chunk of the afternoon talking about how women compete in the workplace. It happens with us, too. It's just different. But I urge anybody that's just tuning in, a woman, to scroll down. It's about three. You'll see a gold box with a high heel in it. And the article is entitled, Why Do Women Bully Each Other at Work? And it's really, really well done. And we got a ton of response to it and have been sharing some of those comments. Hang on 1 second. We'll be right with you. I think I know who that is. I just wanted to grab it. We finally have a guy checking in on this thread, Kevin, who says, as a member of the Comment Reading Association, I only have to read comments. Please keep the comments short and simple. We do appreciate your typing effort. Also, please watch your spelling. Thank you and have a great day. Well, thanks, Kevin, for caring. And Janice, who has been a longtime listener of the show, Janice C., says it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. Actually, maybe it's more of a cat-eat-cat in the workplace. See, all this stuff, it's always men and harassment, and we've spent the last 30 years watching silly videos with guys sauntering up behind a woman at the copy machine and giving her a pat on the rumpus, and hey, that shouldn't happen. and nobody should be promoted or demoted based on their willingness to do certain things. That I think that message has been put across. What this article dares to do is get into the realm of female competition. And when we first brought this up in the 3 o'clock hour, I mentioned that, you know, I've been through tons of therapy. That's how I saved my life. And in addition to working out my own issues, I learned a lot along the way from some pretty brilliant therapists. And Dr. Gary Battaglino is his name. I haven't talked to him in many years, but I spent years working with him. And he said, you must remember this. He says, women compete. Sisters compete. Mothers and daughters compete. Women in the workplace compete. Now, if I could only remember the issue I brought in that made him tell me that, that's kind of lost to history. All right. The Dow went up 4 points today. Big day on the market. So we're going to find out what caused that with Mr. Brad McDonald in just a moment. Traffic, news, Rich's forecast, and then we're right back. By the way, hottest day of the year today so far, 98.
As we roll into the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees a couple of things that are going to jack up your travels this afternoon. We have an accident on the Atlanta Highway. It's at Brown Springs Road, almost in front of Walmart, so be careful there. If you're traveling on I-65 South, prepare to slow down around Fairview. We have an accident there. And in Prattville, we have an accident on Lower Kingston Road. It's closed between 5th and 6th Street due to a power pole and power lines across the road, so be careful there. If you're on the boulevard in Montgomery, everything is rolling along just fine. It's slowing down around the traffic lights, but we don't see any major jam-ups. I-85 is moving along great northbound. If you're headed southbound, look out when you get in the downtown area. You're going to slow down right around the interchange. Haynes Ambulance proudly serves the people of Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. When seconds matter, Haynes Ambulance is there. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Ella Seskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police charged 37-year-old Dorset Cotton with discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling in connection to a shooting that occurred overnight in the 2000 block of East South Boulevard. No injuries were reported. Cotton was taken into custody on the scene and charged. Two bills that strive for safer roadways in Alabama are currently waiting on Governor Kay Ivey's signature. The anti-road rage bill is designed to keep drivers from staying in the left lane on the interstate for more than a mile and a half without passing another vehicle. The other bill requires everyone in a vehicle, including those in the back seat, to wear a seat belt. Today is a state holiday to honor the first and only president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis. Alabama is the last state to have a holiday specifically for Davis. All Alabama state offices are closed for the holiday. It became a state holiday in 1901. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starting off on a dry and quiet note, but we are very hopeful that rain will return to our forecast, especially later on in the week. Or tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low 68. Tomorrow, another very warm day with a high around 94. Mainly dry again. Sunshine dominates. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Wednesday, then scattered storms on Thursday. And the rain chance is getting a lot better by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, along with some more tolerable temperatures as well. Fingers crossed, we need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I just became aware of something here this afternoon, and I hope you'll join me in wishing.
And all across the land, they're singing happy birthday to you.
Brad McDonald.
Oh my.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen, then you can hit the hay.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing.
Happy birthday, Brant McDonald, Mr. Right on the Money.
Yeah, baby.
And Joey was supposed to be here to sing that with me, but he popped out.
That was awesome, man. I appreciate that. I really do. It's a great day. Yeah, it's my birthday. It's Monday. I'm back in the office. I feel great.
That is so good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course,
Joey, you missed the birthday greeting. Thanks.
What? Joey, drop down and give me 20 push-ups.
Seriously, I'll do that if you want.
Yeah.
Well, I was. The Dow went rocketing up 4 whole points today. I suppose that's. Given some of the things that have been going on, that's decent, right?
Yeah, but I tell you what, it is so crazy out there these days. I mean, it really is. I don't know if you saw this news, but you got the Federal Trade Commission that's coming in now on Apple.
Yeah.
As well as Facebook.
Yes.
You've got...
There's 6 different targets.
It's incredible.
They want to live in a one-opinion world, and that's not really what the United States is all about.
No, it's not. Listen, I actually think it's warranted. And, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. When you think about these social media companies, these advertising companies, and especially when you look at how their business model and the way they generate revenue, what makes them so powerful? Well, what makes them so powerful is they know every single thing there is to know about everyone.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Okay, so you use your systems and your powers to learn about me and what I might be interested in looking at. But can I at least have free speech in return for what you're taking from me?
No.
And the answer is right now, no. They're doing everything they can to stifle it.
That's exactly right. And so I do think a lot of this is warranted. It's a good thing, you know. But in this, it's a smorgasbord of stuff with these tech companies. There's a lot of in terms of federal government regulatory type action or oversight concerns about them being too big. Antitrust type provisions, privacy issues, all kinds of things. And so that kind of rocked the world in Techland for sure. And this comes on the heels of all the stuff that we beat to death with the Chinese trade war.
Yeah.
Concerns with certain tech companies and revenues they generate over in China and all of that. So you look at that and then you consider the fact that, okay, we've got this deal with Mexico with the potential for 5% tariffs across the board. Now, this isn't even isolated. They're not going to go through and isolate certain types of goods or products or services. They're going to hit it all the way across the board. It'll be interesting to see. You know, the deadline on that is June 10th, which is a week from today, of course. And I don't know. There's just a lot out there, man. There really is. It's tough. It's tough to really formulate really good solid thesis on a short-term basis, if you will, in terms of deploying capital, asset allocation, what have you. So what we're doing, and we talked about this today here in the office, and we've got another investment committee meeting coming up on Thursday this week. And so what we're doing is we're just sort of sifting through. We're gonna push back away from the desk, try not to get too caught up in all these headlines, tweets, and the full-blown rhetoric flying everywhere. And we're going to try to look at core themes that we really believe in over the next 5 years, next 3 to 5 years, and see if we can't either find pretty good value in various sectors or even subsectors. If we can, we may start to nibble on that, look at a third position, maybe a half position. And then, two, we're going to look at situations where, okay, if this gets worse or if the situation deteriorates further, where can we find even greater value? And we want to be ready for that when it happens. And so that's what we're doing. There's just a lot of stuff going on right now. It's, as I said, and I mentioned this last week on Friday, it's very difficult to invest on a short-term basis right now. If it's difficult for us, I can't imagine what it's like for the average person out there. And that's why I said on Friday, I really can't stress enough. I want people who are listening to me to really think things through and understand what you're doing, what you own, know your risk tolerance, because it's a tricky time. It's a tricky time right now.
Well, this is one of the advantages, because somebody who can't pick up the phone and reach out to somebody like you and hears things in the news, if you have nobody to answer questions, this could be not just a tricky time, but a scary time. But it doesn't need to be, because part of what they do at McDonald and Hagen is look forward, you know, and looking down the road and see opportunities, you know, because once in a while the market will have a rotten day, but Brandt always has a strategy to reply to that kind of thing because it's an up and down world. The folks that have access to that kind of information, they're not going to be afraid because they know that they've got somebody they can reach out to and ask questions, especially when that individual in that firm is helping them build for their future, whether it's retirement, education, for a first home. McDonald and Hagen are there for all of it to help you. Now, all I ever suggest to anybody, call 387-0094. Make an appointment to see them. You don't have to walk in with a checkbook or a pile of money or anything like that. Just sit down and talk about you and your goals and where you would like to be and how McDonald Hagen can help you achieve them. It's time well spent. So do it. 387-0094. Got any special plans for your birthday?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. I'll be heading home. I've got all of my children are going to be over at the house. We're going to do a little grill out sort of affair and just spend time together and all of that good stuff. So I'm super excited about it, looking forward to that. And also, I understand you've got what you're throwing out a pitch tonight at the game as well as Rich.
Yes.
Is this some sort of competition or something? Or what's the...
This happens to be our night. Now, last year, Rich went out before I did. He threw the first pitch. I have the audio from that.
It's coloritis!
That was
I remember this. I do. I remember it.
So that's it. By the way, today was the hottest day of the year so far. I got a text from Rich. 98 was the official high. We did not break the record, though. The record for this date is 99.
Oh, man. So we didn't break it. Dog days of summer. They're here.
Fortunately, it looks like, God, my tomato plants, my water bill, I may have to come and borrow a few bucks. you got to keep the tomato plants watered. You know, it's been crazy.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to it, and then young Joey is going to take the show from this point forward.
Why, yes, yes.
All right. So, well, have fun, man.
I tried to learn him something every day here today. I was trying to learn him about women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, Brandt, there's an interesting article, not that it applies to your universe, but if you get a chance on my Facebook page, scroll down, you'll see a golden box with a high heel in it, and it's about how women bully other women in the workplace. It's from The Atlantic, so I didn't pull it out of the Weekly World News.
Yeah.
It's actually an interesting study on insights in the workplace. I don't, you know, you have stuff to tell us every day. I don't have much to share back to you, but that we've had a lot of talk about that this afternoon. So, happiest of birthdays to you, my friend, and many happy returns, and we will talk tomorrow.
Yep. Look forward to it. Have fun tonight.
We will.
All right, take care.
We'll let you know what the casualty count is tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. All right.
Rich Thomas threw a ball. It was in my beer. I'm kidding, of course. But, you know, in a way, that's the guy version of what we were talking about with women in the workplace this afternoon. And I want to thank the ladies who chimed in on this topic. It seemed to strike a raw nerve.
Oh, yes.
Did you see this video I posted earlier? These are kids practicing baseball with a damn tornado on the ground behind them. What kind of a moron parent lets their kids practice baseball with a funnel on the ground? Unbelievable.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Anyway, look for that article. Chicago, 52 people shot, 8 dead over the weekend. Just a summer weekend in Chicago. The people always, you're from Chicago. What would you recommend I do when I get there? I have to go on a trip or duck. That's what I recommend. And don't go any more than 1 mile west of Michigan Avenue in any direction. And you'll be okay. And if you're going to one of the museums, take a cab with a thick windshield. Young Joey is next. Since I'm going over to Biscuit Stadium, how about if we play the first baseball game out of this?
Oh, yeah!
I love it when I get enthusiastic support for my ideas around here. Down to the traffic dungeon. We'll see you at Riverwalk.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we don't have too many problems out on the roads this afternoon. We do have a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It is slow at most of the intersections, so be careful. If you're on I-65 southbound, we have an accident at Fairview Avenue, and we also still see the police working the accident on the Atlanta Highway at Brown Springs Road. If you're in Prattville, Lower Kingston Road is closed between 5th and 6th Street due to a power pole and power lines across the road, so avoid that area if you can. I-85 is moving along pretty well this afternoon, but look out when you get in the downtown area. You're likely to slow down around the interchange. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. Sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
June is National Accordion Month. Oh, here's a safety note. Never play an accordion naked. Ouch.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love and I just, you know, Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time.
Sure.
To do that game, and it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance. Penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here? Water. Water. What? Wine. Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night here.
I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the flag. I was not time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases. Muchas gracias, señor. And also the Holy Ghost for bringing up the double play.
Back to live action. Lazarus up to the plate now.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week that kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses. Just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not steal. Let's give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. You know, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco.
Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David won. Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pulled a hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average has ballooned to a hefty 6-6-6. And here's a partial score.
It's broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we don't have too many problems out on the roads this afternoon. We do have a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It is slow at most of the intersections, so be careful. If you're on I-65 southbound, we have an accident at Fairview Avenue, and we also still see the police working the accident on the Atlanta Highway at Brown Springs Road. If you're in Prattville, Lower Kingston Road is closed between 5th and 6th Street due to a power pole and power lines across the road, so avoid that area if you can. I-85 is moving along pretty well this afternoon, but look out when you get in the downtown area. You're likely to slow down around the interchange. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. Sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi,
I'm Ellis Heskey with Alabama News Network. Two bills that strive for safer roadways in Alabama are currently waiting on Governor Kay Ivey's signature. The anti-road rage bill is designed to keep drivers from staying in the left lane on the interstate for more than a mile and a half without passing another vehicle. The other bill requires everyone in a vehicle, including those in the back seat, to wear a seat belt. Montgomery police charged 37-year-old Dorset Cotton with discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling in connection to a shooting that occurred overnight in the 2000 block of East South Boulevard. No injuries were reported. Cotton was taken into custody on the scene and charged. Today is a state holiday to honor the first and only president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis. Alabama is the last state to have a holiday specifically for Davis. All Alabama state offices are closed for the holiday. It became a state holiday in 1901. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starting off on a dry and quiet note, but we are very hopeful that rain will return to our forecast, especially later on in the week. Or tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low 68. Tomorrow, another very warm day with a high around 94. Mainly dry again. Sunshine dominates. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Wednesday, then scattered storms on Thursday. And the rain chances getting a lot better by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, along with some more tolerable temperatures as well. Fingers crossed, we need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
June is busting out all over. The South Winds are busting out the South.
Love is found, my brother Junior, and my sister's even loonier.
And my ma's getting kittenish with Pat.
Chase the ewe sheep are determined there'll be new sheep, and the ewe sheep hardy would keep its score.
Because it's June,
Arch went out like a lion, all whipping up the water.
Look around, look around. What the hell was that, Greg? He posted it in there. But best of luck to both Greg Budell and Rich Thomas on their first pitch throws. Though, if there's two pitches, how could one be the first? There's going to be a first pitch and a second pitch. Should be fun at the Biscuits ball game tonight. Now, there's a new HBO series out. I haven't caught an episode of it, but there's some buzz about it. You know, you'd think people are just like, I'm unsubscribing after Game of Thrones didn't give me what I wanted. Well, they're coming with some more entertainment. I'm not talking about Succession. I watched the first episode of this HBO series called Succession. It's really about a big media conglomerate, the patriarch of the family who created this big media conglomerate is getting older. He's a little sick. I think he's dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia, so all of his children are waiting in the wings to take over. It's a not-so-veiled dramatization of what I believe is going on with News Corp and the Murdoch family. All that said, the show that I'm hearing rave reviews about and I need to check out myself is Chernobyl. They're claiming it's a powerful portrait of political and social rot that occurs in authoritarian regimes. You think the right question will get you the truth? There is no truth. Antonoli tells Ulana, in last week's penultimate episode of Chernobyl, ask the bosses whatever you want. You will get the lie, and I will get the bullet. It's a scene that perfectly captures the essence of HBO's five-part miniseries, which concludes tonight, about the aftermath of the 1986 nuclear disaster in the former Soviet Union. I'm going to watch this. I encourage everybody else to watch this. I hate I didn't bring this up when Greg was still here. It's something for Greg to actually, it's a good reason for Greg to actually watch HBO. So again, this is about the Chernobyl disaster that happened in 1986. The scientist who is trying to solve the mystery at the center of the story, why did the nuclear reactor at the titular power plant seemingly inexplicably explode during a routine safety test? But this scientist has been stonewalled by the Soviet government, and most of the eyewitnesses have already died. The person in charge of the plant on the night of the accident is perhaps the only person who can connect the dots for this scientist. But he's unwilling to talk. It's not self-preservation, though he is paranoid that she is helping the Soviet government pin the blame for the accident solely on him. He also figures he's doomed one way or the other. It's hopelessness. The truth doesn't matter and won't be heard. Why risk telling it? I mean, stories like this where you can add a little drama to some history are some of my favorites. It's really a story, though, not just about nuclear reactors exploding and totalitarian governments. Greg is texting and he doesn't subscribe to HBO. Greg, somehow you need to be able to watch Chernobyl. It is a fantastic, I've not seen it yet, but I've heard it's a fantastic program. And really, it's a story about the cost of lies. Big ones, like the flaw in the design of the plant's reactor, left unfixed because admitting a mistake would make the USSR seem less technologically awesome. You know, we saw that weird story last week about North Korea. In many ways, North Korea is the last Stalinist regime left on the planet. I mean, China is still Red China, still Communist Party China, but they've moved away from some of the Stalinist tactics, so they are still authoritarian. Really, North Korea is the last Stalinist regime on Earth, and it is essentially a view into the way they think, if you watch Chernobyl. But the weird story last week was that several of the bureaucrats or negotiators negotiating with the Trump administration on behalf of North Korea were killed. Firing squad. Now, I haven't seen much follow-up to that story. And we don't see much coming out of the hermit kingdom that's easily verifiable. It's a weird place. And it shows you how easily things can get bad. How much we do, and the world we live in, is reliant on things beyond our control, or really like the forces of history and culture and things that you can fight against and swim against the current, but it's really difficult to change history by yourself. So I think I'm going to check out this Chernobyl. I'm going to check out this Chernobyl mini documentary. I still have HBO. And apparently the Soviet official, here's the line, sent to Chernobyl to oversee the cleanup, remarks at one point, the official position of the state is that global nuclear catastrophe is not possible in the Soviet Union. That's the truth, the silly little truth, and the dark, deep, scary truth behind George Orwell's 1984. The point is, there's no truth. There's only power. And the object of power is power. And while historians and do-gooders and reformers and all these types of people trying to stand up for the truth and human dignity and liberty are going about their projects, the really powerful authoritarians will continue to make new truths, new history. And anybody who tries to share actual truth will be tortured until they admit 2 + 2 = 5. George Orwell, in many ways, was prophetic. He was brilliant. He saw the future in many ways we're living today. Thank God we aren't living that future here in the United States just yet. There are some developments that are a little disturbing, but when you look at Red China, and I'll talk about that more on my show, and the way things are heating up with China, it's more than just an economic trade war. And I'll give you the reasons to think that here in about 20 shopping minutes. But it is incredible to see HBO actually putting out something that can educate you other than just, you know, frustrate you. Greg's texting me saying that he hated the way Game of Thrones ended. You didn't even watch Game of Thrones, Greg! Good luck with your first pitch, all right? Good luck. What, you winding up or you pitching from the stretch? You actually standing on the mound or they make you stand in the front like the kids? Anyway, you're listening to Happy Hour. I really do wish Greg and Rich the best, especially because I work with Greg. So I'm hoping Greg really throws a great pitch. Anyway, we got to hit this break. I'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch. Everybody's headed home this afternoon, and we are checking your traffic out. We still see a problem at I-65 southbound and Fairview Avenue. Other areas that had accidents seem to be cleared up by now. The boulevard's really busy, but it's slowing down only around the intersections. If you're on the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, there's a big crowd out there, and that continues on out Taylor Road towards Vaughn Road, so be careful there. We still have police working the accident in Prattville. That one is on Lower Kingston Road between 5th and 6th Street. There's a power pole and power line in the road. That's going to take a little while to clean up, so avoid that area if you can. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's Workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. You know we're always having a good time down here on the river, so right now, just jump to the good times. Barbara Blue out of Memphis, the queen of Beale Street, will be at the Capital Oyster Bar this Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's right. You've been to Memphis over the last 20-plus years. You probably run into her. She's been playing down at Silky O'Sullivan's. Well, I didn't call her and ask her how many because I didn't want to embarrass her, but she's been there a long, long time singing some good, fine music, and she's bringing a killer Memphis band backing her up. So you want to get out here and check that out? That'll be a 5 o'clock showtime Sunday. Now let's talk about another more of the good times. We'll be renting out pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Come have a good time. Make sure you come hungry because you know we're going to cook you up something about like a ribeye steak or a good old piece of amberjack, grouper, or a hamburger off the grill, or some oysters Rockefeller, or some snow crab legs, some little shrimp from Argentina. I know I'm getting you hungry, so get down here soon. Y'all come hungry because we've been looking for you.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey, Joey, Joey.
Hello, folks. The Joey Clark Radio Hour is coming up in just a moment. Troy will be joining me tonight. He's already here. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. You can't hear? It's not working? Oh, man. We'll fix that during the break. But let's go to the phones and talk to Randall. Hey, Randall. I wanted to hear your sweet, sultry voice.
Oh, and you made me so upset talking about you cut 2 inches off of that hair, man. But that only leaves one thing. You got to have somebody to pull on it now if you can't pull on it for yourself, right? Is that right?
I can still pull on it myself.
Okay. Oh, I got to say, man, on documentaries, period, this past 6 months, 8 months, is really, I'm ashamed how much I don't know how this country evolved and how much either I wasn't taught in school or just didn't retain it or whatever, but I hadn't even, as far as today's stuff, I have been so far behind on everything because I got hooked on these documentaries, man, watching them, and especially, you know, once you start clicking on them, they start giving you more that you can choose from.
That's how they work.
And I ain't gonna lie, I learned so much just off documentary. And you do have to watch, you know, both sides of them because usually every documentary got two sides to it and make your own story, you know, make your own decision, But
I'm highly skeptical of documentaries for that reason. Like, even if it's something I tend to agree with, I'm like, okay.
And what was that? Yeah, you did. Al Gore, The Inconvenient Truth?
Oh, that was terrible.
It's like, way to ruin the message, Al.
You really did. I blame Al Gore for making that a political wedge issue. I blame him. It's rare you get to do that.
Yeah.
I blame that one man. Every time I hear my dad yelling about global warming or climate change, I'm like, I'm not Al Gore, Dad. Like, I'm not even talking about politics.
He's supposed to be underwater right now. Talking about the house he had out there in California, it should be underwater, continuing to him. Anyway, man, thank you for throwing out there about another documentary because, man, I have. They even got one out already on the Fire Stick. It's got to do with the Mueller report. It calls Trump versus something, the Mueller report. I can't even think of it. But it's only like 40 minutes long. But it tells you all kind of details and area stuff. You can go in there and it shows you parts of the report that's public, you know, and you can punch on Google stuff. It leads you to places. But at the end, it does make you think that Donald Trump is in the wrong. It's how they leave it. I mean, yeah. So every documentary, like you say, you have to be careful with them. But, man, I love them. Good gosh, man, I have learned so much.
Well, and Chernobyl's even better, Randall, because it's not just a straight documentary. It's like a docudrama. So it's shot like a documentary, but it's drama. Oh. It's dramatized.
Kind of pulls you in and keeps you there.
Yep.
I got you. Yeah. All right, brother, man. I can't wait to hear your fastest hour radio.
You know what happens, but the lead up into how it happens and what happens after it happens is just, it's flabbergasting.
Yes. And, I mean, it, again, is a story about how totalitarian powers do not like the truth. The truth is a secondary factor. The truth is, I have power, I want to keep power, maintain power, and if you try to tell the truth that would undermine my power or credibility, we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how those places worked, and I was mentioning before you came upstairs, Troy, that weird story out of North Korea, that their negotiators were, like, shot or something. by the Kim Jong-un regime. The guys negotiating with the Trump administration, some of them were killed.
Really?
And I haven't seen much follow-up. Like, the only thing I saw was Pompeo's like, we're looking into it.
That's probably all he's going to give us, too.
Right, and it's so hard to know what's true coming out of the Hermit Kingdom. It really is.
I find that truth, even in a non-totalitarian government, is hard to disseminate, especially when there's always, as it said, two sides to every story. However, when something becomes politicized, especially in a two-party system, there are then four sides to every story.
And it's not about the truth at that point.
No.
It's about winning.
No. I feel like as long as you can, and I'm going to bring in quantum physics, but as long as you can find yourself in a state of superposition, you're doing all right.
Okay. We'll have to delve into the depths of that or not. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Basically, like, if a wheel is moving and you see the spindles in the wheel moving, then it's not in superposition. Superposition would mean the information going against the wheel prevents the spindles from moving, yet the wheel continues to move forward in a linear system.
Makes sense. I hope you all are enjoying your afternoon drive.
We just lost a bunch of listeners because of that. I'm sorry.
No, we didn't. News Talk. Who's this? You're on there. Hello. You're so patient and now so silent.
Is it JJ again?
It might have been. I don't know. Anyway, we got to hit a break. I didn't need to take that call anyhow. We'll be right back, folks.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic. Things look pretty good out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems. The boulevard is still busy, but it's only slowing down at the intersections. If you're on I-65, there aren't any issues for you, both north and south, and 85 looks pretty good going both ways. We do still have a crowd around the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is busy from the Atlanta Highway out to East Chase. If you're on the 31s headed home, just take it easy. It's a speed limit ride. Watch the traffic around you. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lover's Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lover's Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treats just got happier. DQ, happy tastes good at participating locations.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And we're back. Now, JJ called back. He couldn't hold on because his phone was giving him trouble. But there's something going on 65 northbound. There are two fires.
Where at specifically?
There's one fire in 65 northbound just south of the Fairview exit, Fairview Avenue. And then there's another fire just north of the River Bridge on 65 northbound.
It is really hot out.
It is. It is.
Always make sure that your radiator is topped off.
Yeah. Yeah, Jonathan, my roommate, you know him, he's had some issues, and, like, it stalled out on me. I'm like, what, the Camry stalled out? He's like, yeah, it stalled out on me. I'm like, is it overheating? I don't know, it's not showing it on the gauges. Next day he comes in, he's got his dad's car. I'm like, what was it, the radiator? He goes, yeah, it was a radiator.
Classic.
I've been in that moment before where it was reading on the dial, like, It was overheating, and the car just stalled. I was on the interstate, and it all of a sudden just stalled to like 15 miles an hour. It was making a god-awful sound.
Oof.
I'm like, oh, no, this is not good. Luckily, it wasn't completely out of like coolant, so I was able to stop the car and get home at a low rate of speed and fix it. But my God, that's a freaky moment. That and windshield wipers breaking in the middle of a thunderstorm. Not fun.
No.
Not fun. Check your car, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Especially on this August holiday. You know what's a holiday? State holiday.
For whom?
For a very special person that this state, well, we just want to honor him.
Cam Newton.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Who?
Jefferson Davis.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm a son of the South in many ways, born and raised here.
I am not. Although I was raised here.
Yeah. And I have all the respect for the history. I think it's really cool. The first White House and last of the Confederacy is right downtown. And then you can walk from that to the Rosa Parks Museum. You can see where MLK preached. I think the history aspect of it's incredible. And I think also in our modern political conversations, the justifications and the motivations for the Civil War are way too simplified. There are a lot of different people who fought that war for a lot of different reasons. The big ones, I mean, were slavery and preserving the Union, those two. But let's just say maybe there are people in the South didn't really want to fight, but then the North's starting to fight, and now they're like, well, I guess you're invading us, so we're going to fight. There are other people who are like, let's secede for slavery. And then as the war goes on, it's like, well, this is about more than slavery. And then Lincoln himself is like, if I could preserve the Union by not freeing a slave, I would. If I could preserve the Union by freeing the slaves, I would. Maybe we should send them to Liberia. Like, it's a complicated, interesting history, is my point. And probably the first, like, showcase of modern warfare. That's why the Europeans are here going, oh, what's going on there? We can't just stand in a field in formation? Oh, or we're going to get destroyed. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not celebrating old JD today by any means. No. I'll celebrate the high school, but
yeah,
good old Volunteers. And didn't Jefferson Davis try to escape in a dress? He dressed up like a woman.
Really?
I think so.
That's a, someone called that a coward's move, but if it was one of those like whalebone things, you know, the thing that women wear that they tighten down.
The corset?
Yeah. They used to be made of whale bones.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's serious stuff.
Yeah, that's a power move if you could put on a whalebone corset.
Ooh. I mean, didn't women have like true breathing problems? Like it was almost, you know, Chinese will bind women's feet.
Yeah.
They would like bind your body, like crack ribs and whatnot.
It's not good.
So I think I saw something on the History Channel where like Jefferson Davis tried to escape. And this is the fun part about history is like
if he was
it's not a clear story.
If he was wearing a whalebone corset, would it be apt to call that moment the State of the Union? Or the State of the Confederacy? See, the Union, it's better. Union works better for the joke, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Squeezed in from all sides.
There it is.
By whalebones.
It's just, I don't know. I'm sitting here looking at the clock going, I think I'm going to start my show now. Greg just kind of threw me into the fire here. I wish him well on his first pitch. He's going up against Rich Thomas. They're throwing out two first pitches.
Rich Thomas is a treasure.
So really, the truth is, there's only